Welcome, Essay Shark listeners, to another episode where we delve into the world of literature. Today, we're tackling a classic, William Shakespeare's Julius Caesar. The tragedy about the Roman Emperor was a real hit during Shakespeare's lifetime. More than 400 years ago, William Shakespeare created the work Julius Caesar about the end of the life of the legendary commander, who became famous not only for his great victories, but also for his extreme popularity among the poor population of Rome. Thanks to his charismatic ambitions, he gained power, but was killed by the conspirators and eliminated as a serious threat to the Republic. As the play progresses, the storyline slowly reveals itself. This is one of Shakespeare's techniques used in the tragedy Julius Caesar, thanks to which the audience has the opportunity to review and rethink what is happening. Let's start our discussions with historical context and setting. The story takes place in ancient Rome, a republic on the brink of change. Caesar, a victorious general, is returning from conquering Gaul, and his popularity threatens the existing power structure. Shakespeare cleverly used historical context and appealed to the real events of the Roman Republic's decline and the rise of the empire. Such facts highlight the clash between power, ambition, and freedom. Caesar's victories heighten social and political tensions, and his ambition clashes with the conservatism of the Senate, ultimately leading to tragedy. Shakespeare masterfully blends history and drama to create a captivating world. While he might have taken some artistic liberties with certain events, his depiction accurately captures the political and social turmoil of Roman society at the time. He uses this backdrop to explore timeless themes like leadership, ambition, and civic responsibility. Now, let's discuss the characters. Shakespeare masterfully blends history and drama to create a captivating world. While he might have taken some artistic liberties with certain events, his depiction accurately captures the political and social turmoil of Roman society at the time. He uses this backdrop to explore timeless themes like leadership, ambition, and civic responsibility. But who are those characters? Shakespeare avoids simply classifying characters as heroes or villains. Caesar, though powerful, is arrogant; Brutus, though noble, is easily manipulated; Cassius, though intelligent, is corrupted by power. These complexities make the characters more real and force audiences to form their own judgments. Before we continue, let's mention that many students write essays, critical analysis, reviews, and other kinds of academic papers on Julius Caesar by Shakespeare. And we're here for help. Go to essayshark.com and hire a professional writer for any paper type and get quick help with your writing. Our service is available 24/7. While we have briefly discussed the main characters, it's time to move to themes. Power, ambition, and betrayal are clear contenders, but are there any other themes that resonate deeply? Shakespeare delves into themes like leadership, freedom, civic responsibility, and fate. He questions the clash between idealism and political realities, and the balance between personal interests and the good of the state. These themes remain relevant today, making the play timeless. Shakespeare is renowned for his beautiful language and dramatic techniques. Julius Caesar is filled with passionate speeches, gripping dialogues, and thought-provoking soliloquies. For instance, Brutus's "It is not for ambition" speech and Antony's "Friends, Romans, countrymen" speech are both celebrated for their powerful language and emotional depth. Now, let's talk about the metaphors and questions depicted in Julius Caesar. The key concepts of the play's metaphors are blood, death, fire, war/discord. Let us illustrate this thesis with examples from the work. The concept blood appears 41 times in the text. It is characteristic that the work opens with the triumph of Caesar over the sons of Pompey, in triumph over Pompey's blood, and ends with the death of Cassius and Brutus. O setting sun! As in thy red rays thou dost sink tonight. So in his red blood Cassius Day is set. The quote shows how violence and conflict keep happening over and over again. The characters keep fighting and hurting each other, just like people have done throughout history, and the quote serves as a kind of warning to future generations. Interesting note. But not a single source cites the words "and you, Brutus et tu, Brute." This phrase was put into the mouth of the dying dictator by William Shakespeare, and it first appeared in his tragedy Julius Caesar. Also, we need to mention that the tragedy raises a number of ethical issues. The most important of them is whether it is possible to kill people because of a certain vision of politics, of how the political life of the state should be organized. Brutus answers this question in the affirmative tone and kills. Dante, who believed that the power of the monarch is sacred and given by God, places Brutus and Cassius in the ninth circle of hell. And the next question arises. What is worse, one murder motivated by idealistic views, or a constant deception, falsehood, motivated by one's own material gain, selfishness, and ambition? Shakespeare's language and dramatic skills solidify the play as a literary and theatrical masterpiece. That's all. Thank you for listening to the Essay Shark Podcast. And to our listeners, remember, whether you're a student grappling with an essay or simply a literature enthusiast, Essay Shark is here to help you unlock the secrets of great literature. Follow us on TikTok and Instagram to get more inspiration with your essays and other academic papers. Stay tuned and have a nice day.